This is live coverage from ABC News. Here is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky.
President Trump and Chinese President Xi are conducting a second day of talks at the president's estate in Florida. The two men are seated with their advisors at opposing long tables, and we are about to hear remarks from both men that were made to a small pool of reporters just a short time ago. The talks had been focused on trade and North Korea. Of course, the president also sent a message by ordering a military strike against Syria that was carried out just after the two men finished their dinner at the Mar-a-Lago estate last night. President Trump has just made remarks with the Chinese premier. The press was allowed in. This is what the president said moments ago.
I just want to say that President Xi and all of his representatives have been really interesting to be with. I think we have made tremendous progress in our relationship with China. My representatives have been meeting one-on-one with their counterparts from China, and it's, I think, truly progress has been made. We'll be making a lot of additional progress. The relationship developed by President Xi and myself, I think, is outstanding. We look forward to being together many times in the future, and I believe lots of very potentially bad problems will be going away. So I just want to thank President Xi for being with us in the United States. It's a tremendous honor for me and all of my representatives to host the president and his representatives. And again, progress has been made. Thank you very much. Thank you.
President Trump, moments ago with his Chinese counterpart at his Mar-a-Lago estate, making no mention of the airstrikes on Syria that he ordered, the launch of cruise missiles from two Navy destroyers that he ordered last night on a Syrian airfield just after his dinner with the president of China, a meeting that was not necessarily expected to include much, if anything, about Syria. ABC's Karen Travers is with the president in Florida and with us live. Karen.
Aaron, he also didn't talk about what the substance was of their conversation. I think it's notable that in the very brief statement the president made, he used the word progress four times. And that's a clear message from the White House. Because remember back on the campaign trail, President Trump, then candidate Trump, blasted China at every chance he could. He pointed the finger at China for a range of economic problems here in the U.S., and it was a guaranteed line that could rev up his supporters. Well, since he's taken office, there's been a noticeable shift in his rhetoric. The president saying that he has great respect for China, great respect for the Chinese president. It's a sign that they know that they have to tone things down if they want to get something done. And Aaron, White House officials this week were downplaying expectations of any deliverable that would come out of this summit. They knew it was a critical opportunity to set a diplomatic tone, reset the relationship, also allow President Trump and President Xi to really get to know each other. This is the first time that they have met in person, and China was the president's favorite boogeyman out on the campaign. So progress, I think, is the theme from the president's statement, but he certainly did not give any indication of any substantial movement on the key issues that they were going to discuss, which were trade and North Korea.
ABC's Karen Travers with us from Florida, where indeed a muted President Trump indicated progress but declined to get specific about his meeting with President Xi. He made no mention of Syria and the airstrikes that he ordered last night after the two men had finished their dinner. He also made no mention of the newest Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. His nominee, a divided Senate, has just confirmed Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. I'm Aaron Katursky. You've been listening to live coverage from ABC News.
ABC News, honored winner for the third straight year with the Edward R. Murrow Award for Overall Excellence in Television and Radio. ABC News, America's number one news choice.